Welcome back to the Woodbury Report, where we talk with people helping struggling teens and young adults. I'm Lon Woodbury, an independent educational consultant located in North Idaho. All the interviews in this series can be found at strugglingteens.com. Today, I have Ken Ramo. Good morning, Ken. It's still morning for me, at least.
Good morning, Lon.
Well, good to have you here.
Now, thank you.
Ken is the owner of Real Life Coaching. He's a columnist for Huffington Post. And he's an author of Slacker's Guide to Success and the founder of Worldwide Youth Mentoring Incorporated. Very, very busy fellow. So today, we're going to talk about, incidentally, it's September 5th, 2016, and we're going to talk about mentoring young adults in the Internet age. So what's the problem? Is there a problem with the Internet making mentoring more difficult, or what's going on?
So mentoring is actually much easier if you embrace the Internet. So I liken it to Groundhog Day. You know, Bill Murray in Groundhog Day.
Oh, it's a great movie.
I love that movie. And he goes to a psychologist and he says, I have this problem. I keep reliving the same day. I can't get out of the same day. You know, it's driving me crazy. No matter what I do, I'm stuck here. And then he goes, oh, yeah, we should work on this. How's tomorrow? And that's kind of what most people are doing with millennials, people in their teens and in their 20s. These young people have trouble going out into the real world. I'm air quoting with my fingers right now. And they live their lives through the Internet, online. And they are very fearful about going out of their room, let alone going out of their home. And so what do? We say, oh, well, you have this huge fear of going out into the real world. Let's go to the real world every week and go down to see Dr. So-and-so or Mr. So-and-so or Ms. So-and-so, where you're going to hate going out there to do that. And because you don't have those visual cues and you don't have those things, you have built a system of mentoring, if they are mentoring, that is anathema to how they need to move forward. So mentoring millennials, mentoring people in their teens and 20s in the Internet age is, like, for me, I do it all over the world. My furthest away is Switzerland. It's all done through Skype.
Mm-hmm.
And through Skype, yes, Don.
Yeah,
yes.
And they're familiar with it, but the people, you know, adults and middle-aged and older, Skype is still, and this is what I run into all the time, they're not very comfortable with it. They might do some, but they're not comfortable with it. So it's not a natural thing. Yeah, adults.
Right. And so you have to learn, you have to be trained how to mentor people. This is what we do at mentorsprofessionalworkshop.com. At Mentors Professional Workshop, we actually train people on this process through the screen, because it's actually fantastic. While I'm talking to my clients and they're going on about whatever it is, I am literally typing notes as they speak to me, so that there's no time where I'm stopping to write things or that. It's done at the same time. And as I'm looking at them, I'm actually seeing these words form in front of me as well. So it's a great tool to have really good information about your client, to really highlight things, but also in Skype. So Skype is a visual, audio-visual online communication device. For those who don't use it, I recommend it. It's free. I think Mr. Microsoft is the owner of that particular property. And it works most of the time. I have to tell you that my Skype is not done through Wi-Fi. I wire it directly, and the people I train to be mentors, I say, make sure you have a direct connection from your computer to your modem, because Skype works, I've learned after 16 years, Skype works best if it's hardwired, if
so
you're going to use it a lot.
You get a few more drops or stuff like that through the Wi-Fi. It adds additional problems.
Yes, it really does. And if you look far enough and deep enough, you'll find some little page where Skype says, by the way, we do recommend that you hardwire.
Oh, well, it's more grid.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Okay, so talk about millennials. Let's define millennials a little bit, and why are they that? Because we see on TV these entrepreneurs and some of these millennials that are just doing fantastic things. Zuckerberg is probably one of the prime example. He's into his 30s now, isn't he?
Yes. So it's people born between 1980 and 2000. I like to say to about 2005. But it's mainly it's the people who have come of age in this new millennial in this new millennia, mm-hmm. And millennium. One of those.
One of those. Okay, that works. All of them work.
Tick off the one that you prefer. Mm-hmm. And essentially, these are people who grew up on the internet. So when I speak to someone in their teens or 20s, could be their 30s, I work with people basically between ages 12 and 28. And I will sometimes go a little later than that, but those are pretty much, those are the ages that I find work best with worldwide youth mentoring, the stuff that we do. Mm-hmm. So when I'm talking to someone and I mention Donald Trump, for example, all of a sudden they will throw up. You know, you see on their they don't actually throw up. Sorry, they will throw up on their screen, not literally, 12 different tabs of information on whatever it is that I've just talked about. Mm-hmm. It could be green tomatoes, whatever it is. They already have all this information and they have all this different stuff right there, and they get it and they can explain it. And so, millennials are people who have a vast net of knowledge, but do not have a depth in that knowledge. So they can see 1,800 choices, not two choices, not four choices. You know, when we grew up, Howard Johnson's had how many ice cream flavors? I don't know.
31, wasn't it, or something like that?
Right, I think, yeah. So now there's like 10 million flavors, right? Mm-hmm. And that's what they grow up with. And what that does is it stops them from what I call piercing the target. They can't start something because they go, yeah, but there's that choice, and there's that choice, and there's that choice. And so millennials are people through the internet that have access to a lot of information, that have really strong social connection and cares, real caring, I find, of society and things like ecology and a lot of the things that should help the world get better. But they're having trouble starting, piercing that target. So there's a lot of great things the internet has given them, and there's a lot of things that it has created that make it difficult for them.
Okay, so you mentioned something when we were talking earlier, that the mentoring is to a large extent teaching them how to be their own themselves, their own authentic self, or finding that.
Yes. So my job as a mentor, and this is what I train people who I train to be mentors, their job, our job, is to help young John Smith learn to be an apprentice to us in the mastery of John Smith. So our job is to help John Smith's hero's journey, help him find not just where he's messed up right now. They come to me because they're stuck. They come to me because everything has messed up. They have pot addiction. They have video game addiction. They have massive anxiety. Anxiety is a huge thing. I've, in you know, 16 years of doing this, of 28 years of working with young people, anxiety has become an epidemic, an absolute mm-hmm. epidemic. And it's not talked about enough. And there's simple anxieties, and there are things that people could easily miss, and it's a huge issue. And then we have video game addiction. We have pot addiction. We have Facebook addiction. We have whatever the newest thing is. We don't have Pokemon Go addiction yet, but it's coming.
Oh, yeah, it's just working. They got into fist fights in some of these communal things.
Oh, my goodness.
Already. And it's just this year.
That's it.
Yeah,
so
just three or four
the
months.
Job of mentor to me, Lon, is to be able to go into their world through the internet and help them create the goals. So I go to John Smith and I say, John, you know, he's coming to me because stuff's happening, bad stuff's happening. And most places you go, they talk about, well, you know, you've done this. You know, you're smoking weed every day. How about we say no to weed starting tomorrow? And the guy, and I've heard this story like many times, and the kid says in front of his mom, yeah! And then they walk up there and goes, I'm not going back there ever again. And, you know,
it sounds like a kid. Normal kid.
Well, normal kid with problems, right? And so I never tell people to stop anything. And yet most of the kids who have problems with video game addiction or weed addiction, when they go through this process of mentoring, they stop them, or they almost completely, they have it under control.
That's
you know, it is. But making someone stop something as opposed to teaching them how it blocks their lives, that's mentoring. And letting them make the realization that, oh my God, I can't get to work out, or I can't get to meditate, or I can't get to play guitar, or I can't get to do well in school because I'm staying up stoned till 5 in the morning playing something of Zelda. I forget what it's called. You know? Mm-hmm. So I'm a pinball guy.
You're dating yourself.
Yes, I am. And I'm a very cheap date. So by allowing these people to see this process, and instead of focusing on what they're bad at, say, hey, John, pick 3 goals. They always pick really wise goals. And when you say, what are 3 goals you want to work on? Off of that, I'll get, that's a really good question. And I train my mentors literally for months on this, what I call the GCS, picking their 3 goals. What are the challenges to those goals? And that, what are the first signposts of success? And they'll say, when I'm president. So that's well and good. But maybe it's when you don't wake up and smoke weed when you get up. And it's called waking and baking. When you don't wake and bake 2 days in a row, maybe that's a good first step. No, they're not all smokers. God bless them. Like, yeah. I have people who are very straight but have terrible anxiety or don't know how to, like, so many young people. A lot of young people did brilliantly well. You would know this from your work too, as well, Lon. A lot of these kids were like just brilliant when they're young, and like they're getting great marks in elementary school. Maybe they got great marks in high school, and then they hit college, they hit university, and they can't pull it out of their butt anymore. They're no longer magic, my air quotes again. And they feel lost. Because they never learned how to actually do the work. They could pull it out of their butt, and they could just do last-minute stuff. It's still great marks, and it doesn't work anymore. They're no longer magic, and so they use a coping mechanism at that point. Okay, so the coping mechanism could be anxiety. It could be mental health. It could be weed. It could be video gaming. Mm-hmm. It could be procrastinating. And so the parents see these things, which are actually coping strategies, because they're no longer magic, and they go, oh, well, he was great until he started smoking weed, or he was great until he still found Facebook. And no, he actually wasn't. He was just pulling it out of his butt until he couldn't. Yeah. And then he found something to blame and to get run away from. And
let me interrupt and ask a question. We've got to about run out of time. But, you know, as you were talking about your gold and the authentic self, finding help and finding the authentic self, that sounds to me like that was the traditional concept and gold of a liberal education.
It's very true. Yeah, it's very, very true. The original universities, right, were all about – Siri just popped on my phone. The original universities were all about – being a person of the world. They were about learning all these different pieces and being your authentic self and finding out what that meant in the world. And, you know, I think as Wayne Dyer said, the two things that will teach you more than anything else in the world are the people you meet and the books you read. And, you know, we have to teach people that. Yeah.
Well, we've got to round up. We've about run out of the time, but I'd like you to talk a little bit, I guess you could call it a commercial break if you like, a little bit about your business, how somebody can get a hold of you to either check you out your services or want to talk to you on this.
I would love that. I welcome any of your listeners to give us a shout. If you go to, if you're interested in becoming a mentor, you can go to the website mentorsprofessionalworkshop.com. The no apostrophes, it's M-E-N-T-T, I can't spell, M-E-N-T-O-R-S, professionalworkshop.com. com, and you'll find all of our information about becoming a professional mentor. And if you know someone who has a troubled teen or young adult who needs mentoring, it's called Mentoring Young Adults, mentoringyoungadults.com, and that's where you'll get all of this information. And in both of those, you can. There's a button always, I think almost always on the right where it says Contact Ken, you can get a hold of me. If you actually read through this stuff and you really want to do this stuff, there's a form where you can put in all the information you need so that when we speak, you get a free 15-minute consult. And when we speak about either becoming a mentor and why you'd be a great mentor, or if you have a young person who really needs this help, what the essence of what they need is, we will help you with that.
Okay, very good. Well, we've ran out of time, and I've come up with about a half a dozen other topics that we could talk about later on in our discussion. But this is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report. Been talking with Ken Rabo. He's the coach, life coach, columnist, author, founder, all kinds of things.
And I do dishes.
And you do dishes, too. Okay, windows, too?
No, I don't do Windows.
Okay. That sounds good. We've been talking about mentoring young adults in the internet age, and this is Lon Woodbury, and thank you very much, Ken. This has been great.
Well, it's been a pleasure. Thank you, Lon.